I believe the focus should be on positioning FX Core as a sovereign blockchain network, emphasizing its transaction per second capabilities, decentralization, security, and scalability. The priority should be ensuring that CoinMarketCap and all exchanges support FX Core as the main layer for both deposits and withdrawals of tokens. It is essential that CoinMarketCap clearly reflects that we are FX Core and that we are sovereign and independent. We should state that bridging to other chains like Binance Chain or Ethereum can come later, but just as many tokens started on Ethereum and later became independent, exchanges had to first adapt to deposits and withdrawals via Ethereum and then implement the sovereign networks they moved to, such as Datapol, etc. Now, these are respected networks that investors trust. What cannot happen is that after 4 years, CoinMarketCap still shows FX as an Ethereum token without indicating in the FX Core Explorers that we are independent. Because of this, the project lost credibility and people didn't understand the purpose of the wallet or why the process to convert FX from the Ethereum network to FX Core was so convoluted, something that doesn't happen with any other network. With tokens like Datapol and others, exchanges allow direct withdrawals to their native networks and from there straight into staking. We started off on the wrong foot. I initially invested $250 Kelvin in FX because it was meant to be a network with superior features compared to Ethereum, more defined, secure, independent, and decentralized, supporting, among others, Pundi-X, which once reached a multi-billion market cap. Now, both I and many fellow investors are left with barely $14 Kelvin. The focus should be placed on the chain itself and its capabilities, just like all the major projects that became independent from the Ethereum network did. I also propose that all transactions on the Pundi-X network should be paid using FX, now Pundi, to clearly highlight which token belongs to the main and sovereign network. Many of us have supported the project by sharing every update on social media and creating FOMO, believing in the team, and spreading a lot of enthusiasm.
What we can't keep doing is going around in circles instead of focusing on what truly matters first.
What you're proposing not only feels like a step backward, exactly the kind of move specialized investors try to avoid, but also a serious loss of focus and time. I can confidently speak on behalf of 99% of the investors I know. They wouldn't touch Binance Chain or Ethereum with a 10-foot pole. We moved away from those networks to protect ourselves within sovereign and independent ones like BTC, Theta, Pole, Vet, Tron, Stack, etc. And some still use Ethereum and Binance Chain, among others, but going back to either now feels like an insult. The network is not popular because for 4 years, CoinMarketCap has not indicated that the network is sovereign and instead showed it as a mere token on the Ethereum network, just like thousands of other tokens on Ethereum that have almost no value. Exchanges like MXC have adopted the network, but the main showcase and sacred Bible, CoinMarketCap, still today, despite the change from FX to Pundi, continues to list it as just another token without clearly specifying on Pundi's CoinMarketCap page that it is a sovereign token on a sovereign network and that exchanges trading, it should enable both withdrawals and deposits on that network.